There is much talk in Washington nowadays of who will rule Afghanistan after the Taliban. People speak here of nation building. Larry Goodson, a scholar of Afghan politics and the author of Afghanistan's Endless War, says the nation that the U.S. and its allies might be able to rebuild will be fragmented and remote from whoever rules the capital.
I don't think a Western model of a strong state in Afghanistan is very likely for the foreseeable future. What I think probably is most likely to work and still keep Afghanistan together as a working nation or state in the international system, or even a not a very working state, but just a state that we all accept as such, is a system that's based on a sort of confederal style of governance, where the different regional centers, Kandahar, Herat, Mazar-i-Sharif, all serve as bases for local emirs, local shuras that will rule those regions and the ethnic groups that are centered on those regions. And what exists in Kabul, if I had my way, would not be a UN-led temporary administration, although it might exist under that flag or that rubric, but would be a US-led a temporary administration, and would be concentrating primarily on law and order and physical infrastructure rebuilding in the country.
An American Raj, an American colonial regime in Afghanistan?
Well, not a colonial regime as such. I would hope that it would be seen as something more on the model of a UN trusteeship. I mean, I think the difference between Afghanistan and a place like Somalia even, or certainly Haiti or the Balkans or other cases where we've seen efforts at nation building, is that when you talk about nation building in Afghanistan, we're really talking about rebuilding physical infrastructure. We're not talking so much about trying to put together a government. If we decide that, well, before we do anything in Afghanistan, we have to have some kind of post-Taliban political framework in place, then you and I can have this discussion next year at this time and the year after that, because the Afghans are masters at squabbling amongst themselves, and they'll do this forever. We can't wait for that. We need to go in there and help rebuild the roads, which are completely destroyed. We need to rebuild the buildings, the hospitals, the schools. And if we do those things and allow local elites to govern at the local level, it will begin to rebuild itself of its own accord, I think.
I'd like to ask you a question about your trade here. When you attend we've all just learned the phrase, the Loya Jirga, whatever. When you attend the Loya Jirga of American Afghan scholars,
all 12 of us.
Yeah, there you are in the room, a dozen people. How much do we know about this country? How deep is the expertise in this country in American academic or diplomatic policymaking circles?
There are some very, very good people who know a great deal about Afghanistan, but we are kind of like the football or basketball team that has a good starting 11 or starting 5, but not much on the bench. Which means that if you get that Loya Jirga you were just talking about together, you'd have quite a few gray beards and very few younger people, and quite a few of the younger people or youngish middle-aged people that you might have would be government people, most of whom have not worked recently much on Afghanistan. Now we're scrambling to find people who can speak Pashto or Dari or have some experience on the ground and so on, and we're finding, not really to our surprise, that there's not much depth in terms of the kind of scholarship we have, for example, in the Soviet Union or Eastern Europe or other parts of the world, and to develop that is going to be very, very difficult.
Well, Larry Goodson, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Larry Goodson, Associate Professor of International Studies at Bentley College in Waltham, Massachusetts, is the author of Afghanistan's Endless War, State Failure, Regional Politics, and the Rise of the Taliban.